The Soviet Doomsday Machine Unveiled. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In Wired magazine, Nicholas Thompson writes about a system known as Dead Hand. It was designed by Soviet scientists in the mid-1980s to automatically retaliate against a nuclear strike from the U.S. Thompson reports the purpose of Dead Hand, also known as Perimeter, was to make certain the USSR could hit back after being attacked, even if the Kremlin was destroyed. Thompson says Dead Hand still exists.
The way it works is it measures a couple of things. It goes through sort of a four-step test. First, it has to be turned on. So the Soviet High Command will turn it on during a crisis. If it's turned on, then it looks to see whether it can pick up radiation data or seismic data that suggests that there's been a nuclear strike. If it does, then it tries to communicate back with the defense ministries. If it can communicate with them, it figures, okay, no problem, I'm going to turn off, humans are still in control. But if the line is broken, it assumes that the command and control center has been knocked down. So if that happens, it then passes launch authority to a human, to some junior official, who then has the power to launch a retaliatory strike, bypassing lots and lots of layers of traditional command authority.
There's still plenty of people who deny the existence of Dead Hand. During the Cold War, the two sides sort of often wanted to broadcast to the other side what they had for deterrence. Why were the Soviets so secretive about Dead Hand?
There are a couple of reasons to be secretive. One is you don't want the United States to imitate it. Two, if the United States knows what you've got, it may be easier for us to blow it up or disable it. And third, they actually didn't build it for the reasons that we traditionally think countries should build doomsday machines. They built it to prevent themselves from starting an unnecessary nuclear war.
Huh, how is that supposed to work?
If the Soviet Union picks up something on their radars that says the Americans have launched, and let's say Brezhnev or Andropov is sitting there, he gets a signal that says the Americans have launched missiles towards the Soviet Union. You have 10 minutes before the whole country is destroyed. Do you want to respond? Suddenly, he has to decide very quickly whether to launch the counterstrike. What Dead Hand did is it allowed him to delay that decision. He knew that even if the missiles were real, even if the warning was correct, there would still be the possibility of retaliation. So he didn't need to think and make that decision immediately. That way, if the raiders were wrong, if they picked up geese, or there'd been a malfunction of some sort, the Soviet Union wouldn't launch a retaliatory strike to the figment of an American strike.
One of the things that scares me is that this is just a machine and some humans, and machines and humans are flawed and can make mistakes or can be tricked or can be hacked or can be subject to viruses. How safe was or is this system?
My overall sense is that it made the Cold War safer. That the danger of launch on false warning, which I just described, was so huge and so likely to be the way war started that having the system in place made us safer. But the counterargument, which is made by a lot of smart people, including a man named Bruce Blair, who's really been behind the publicity of this device, is that there could have been a problem. You could see a situation where there's a reactor meltdown, where there's an earthquake, which then triggers the seismic and radiation sensors, where there's electrical breakdown, which then shuts down communication with the defense ministries, and where there's some other sort of error that triggers the machine, that turns the machine on. So you can see a whole cascade of errors, which then lead to a possible launch.
Nicholas Thompson with Wired. He's author of a new book on the Cold War, The Hawk and the Dove. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.